Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, chapter 7, text 6. Tvam tu sarvam parityajya sneham svajana bandhushu mayavesha manasamya samadrig vicharashvagam. Tvam tu sarvam parityajya sneham svajana bandhushu mayavecha manasamya samadrig vicharashvagam. Svajana bandhushu, for your relatives and friends, mayi, in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, avesha, fixing, manaha, your mind, samyak, completely, samadrik, seeing everything with equal vision. Vicharasva, wonder, gum, throughout the earth. Translation. Now you should completely give up all attachment to your personal friends and relatives and fix your mind on me. Thus being always conscious of me, you should observe all things with equal vision and wander throughout the earth. Purport. Srimad Viraraghava Acharya has explained the concept of equal vision as follows. Samadrik sarvasya brahmatmakatvana nusandana rupa samadrishtiman. One who is on the path of self-realization should always endeavor to see the ultimate spiritual nature of all existence. The word mayi in this verse means paramatmani, One should fix one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of everything. Thus, as one passes one's life on the earth, using up one's allotted time, one should practice seeing all things and all people as part and parcel of the Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead. Since all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, ultimately they all have the same spiritual status. The material nature, also being an emanation of Krishna, has a similar spiritual status, but although matter and spirit are both emanations from the Personality of Godhead, they do not exist exactly on the same level. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the spirit soul is the superior energy of the Lord, whereas the material nature is his inferior energy. However, since Lord Krishna is equally present in all things, the word samadrik in this verse indicates that one must ultimately see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. Thus, equal vision is compatible with mature knowledge of the varieties present within this world. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments as follows on this verse. At the end of his manifest pastimes on the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna thought as follows within his mind. During my pastimes on the earth, I have satisfied the desires of all those devotees who anxiously desire to see me. I have duly married many thousands of queens headed by Rukmini, whom I personally kidnapped. And I have killed innumerable demons in various places and by various means. I have attended meetings, reunions, and ceremonies with many friends, relatives, and well-wishers in cities such as Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, Hastinapur, and Mithila. And thus I have kept constantly busy coming and going in the performance of pastimes. I further arranged to give my personal association to great devotees who are situated below the earthly planet in order to please my mother, Devaki, and return her 6 deceased sons, who were killed by Kamsa. I descended to the planet Suttala and blessed my great devotee Bali Maharaj. In order to return the dead son of my spiritual master, Sandipani Muni, I personally went to the court of Ravinandana or Yamaraj, and thus he was able to see me face to face. I even blessed the residents of heaven, such as Mother Aditi and Kasyapa Muni, for my personal association when I travel there to steal the Parijata flower for my wife, Satyabhama. And in order to please the inhabitants of Mahavishnu's abode, such as Nanda, Sunanda, and Sudarshan, I travelled to Mahavakunta Loka to recover the deceased children of a frustrated Brahmana. Thus, innumerable devotees who ardently desire to see me have received the object of their prayers. Unfortunately, Narad Narayan Rishi, the great Paramahansa, sages who live with him in Bhadrikashram, although most enthusiastic to see me, never had their desire fulfilled. I have been on the earth for 125 years and the scheduled time is now up. Being busily engaged in my pastimes, I did not have time to give my blessings to these great sages. Nevertheless, Uddhava is practically the same as me. He is a great devotee and shares in my own transcendental opulences. Thus he is the right person for me to send to Bhadrikashram. I shall give Uddhava complete transcendental knowledge by which one becomes detached from the material world, and he in turn can deliver this knowledge, the science of transcending the kingdom of illusion, to the worthy sages at Bhadrikashram. In this way he can teach them the method of rendering loving devotional service to my lotus feet. Such loving devotional service rendered to me is the most valuable treasure. And by hearing such knowledge, the desires of the great sages, such as Narayan Narayan, will be completely fulfilled. Those great souls who have surrendered unto me are always equipped with transcendental knowledge and detached from the material world. Sometimes being busy in their devotional service, they may appear to forget me. However, a pure devotee who has achieved the platform of love for me will always be protected by such sincere devotion. Even if such a devotee should suddenly give up his life while neglecting to fix his mind intensely on me, such a devotee's loving feelings are so powerful that they afford him all protection. Even if there is a temporary moment of forgetfulness, such devotion will bring the devotee to my lotus feet, which is beyond the vision of ordinary materialistic persons. Uddhava is my pure devotee. Knowledge of me and detachment from this world have again been aroused in him because he can never give up my association. The sincere servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are vigorously endeavouring to spread this Krishna conscious movement for the pleasure of their spiritual master, Lord Krishna. At the present time, thousands of devotees in the Krishna conscious movement in all parts of the world are working long hours under difficult conditions to distribute transcendental literature and thus enlighten the general populace. In this effort, the devotees have no personal motivation but are simply desirous of pleasing their spiritual master by distributing his books. People who receive this literature usually have no previous experience of Krishna consciousness, yet they are so impressed by the purity of the devotees they meet that they eagerly purchase the books and magazines. In order to execute the tremendous task of spreading Krishna consciousness, devotees are tirelessly labouring day and night because they are on the platform of loving devotion. Although superficially such busy devotees may occasionally not think directly of the lotus feet of Krishna, such loving devotion will undoubtedly take them back to Krishna's lotus feet, and being pleased by their service, the Lord himself will again arouse their unflinching meditation upon his personal form. This is the beauty of bhakti yoga, which depends wholly and solely on the mercy of the all-merciful personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. This is the only total safe means of uprooting the deep desires for material enjoyment, attaining pure love for Krishna, and going beyond the material universe to the kingdom of God, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2:40. Now, bhikkhumanaso sti pratyavaya vidyate svapam apasya dhammarasya trayatemato bhaya. Lord Krishna also advised Uddhava in this verse to give up the illusory attachment to so-called friends and family within this material world. One may not be able to physically give up association with family and friends, but one should understand that everyone and everything is part and parcel of God and is meant for the pleasure of God. As soon as one thinks this is my personal family, immediately one will see the material world as no more than a place for enjoying family life. As soon as one is attached to one's so-called family, false prestige, material possessiveness arise. Actually, everyone is part and parcel of God, and therefore on the spiritual platform, related to all other entities. This is called Krishna Sambandha, or the constitutional relationship with Krishna. It is not possible to advance to the highest stage of spiritual awareness, at the same time maintain a petty material concept of society, friendship and love. One should experience all relationships on the higher spiritual platform of Krishna Sambandha, which means seeing everything in relation to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. One who is situated in his constitutional relationship with Krishna can see all things in relation to Krishna. He thus gives up the mundane urges of the body, mind and speech and travels throughout the earth as a devotee of the Lord. Such a highly elevated personality is called the Goswami. It's called Goswami, or the master of the senses. This stage is described in Bhagavad Gita 18:54 by the words of Brahma Buddha Prasanatma. On the spiritual platform, one attains complete satisfaction. Very long purport. Lord Krishna, this is a Mosala Lila, he's finishing his pastimes in the world, and he's desiring to go back to the spiritual world. There is that side and there is this side. Of course, the Lord, he engages in many activities, many pastimes in both the spiritual world and in this world. Here, he engages in Nimitika Leela. Occasionally, he kills some asuras. Of course, generally, the asuras killed by Krishna are formerly devotees. And they're playing the part. Or there is some arrangement where Krishna has to fight with them or eradicate their evil influence on the earth. But in the spiritual world, of course, this leela of fighting with asuras, and no one is asura, everyone is devotee. And all this energy, the elements of the world, here is described that the material energy is emanating from Krishna, but it's considered inferior. It's not in the same position as the energy of the Vaikuntha, the Krishna Loka. It's different. And we're all coming from Krishna, just as we are coming from Krishna, marginal, tatashta shakti. We are also coming, but we are different from Krishna and the immediate expansions of Krishna, of Srimati Radharani, or Balaram, and so on, Vishnu, all the various things. They are personal expansions, we are what's called differentiated expansion. We are also coming from Krishna, but we are a little bit different again. And material energy is also different. So we should understand all this. Not that everything is just the same, and one is the same as the other one. All the elements and all the particles of the earth, all originally coming from Krishna, but acting differently now. Krishna is entering within, even entering into the atoms, into the particles, and giving the life, giving the movement. I was just reading an interesting article about that some physicists in, I think it was in America, have. They think they are coming closer to understanding what gives mass to the particles. And some of them even refer to it as the God particle. The God particle that gives mass to the particle. They refer to it by another name also. I forget the top of my head, I forget now. But they're trying to understand, you know, because all the different particles, there's no mass. How the mass comes, there's something there giving it the mass. Of course, we know that the personality of God is arranging all these things, and he's going even into the atoms. But the Lord going into the atoms, and the Lord going into our heart, and these are things of this world. They are not in the spiritual. The Lord doesn't need to go into our hearts, because he is always there, and we are seeing him, and he is seeing us. Remember one time here, I think Amogha asked the question to Prabhupada, is a Paramatma. Is there Paramatma in the heart and the spiritual? And Prabhupada said, no, what is the need? You are seeing Krishna, he is seeing you. That is for this world. So this world is the elements, modes of nature, all these things, even the process of fruitive activity, even realization of Brahman and Paramatma, meditation, all these things of this world. There is no need for meditation or, you know, process of Sankhya or Brahman realization or any of these things in the spiritual world. Everyone is self-realized. These are all for this world. Only bhakti exists in the spirit. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Bhakti Amam Abhijana, Bhakti Atvananaya Sakya, many places, he says, only by the bhakti can I be actually understood as I am. Only before this world was created, there was only Krishna. Aham tam evasam evagre. There's many verses like that. But I existed before this world, and before all these things were taking place. I was existing, and I am existing in the spiritual world, and everyone is my devotee, and they're serving me with love. I am manifesting different planetary systems and many devotees. Engaging in my service and through love, through bhakti. So through bhakti, Krishna is known, and he reciprocates in bhakti, and these other things are for this world. But one should understand what is taking place, and therefore all these descriptions are there. Now Krishna is telling Uddhava that you give up all your attachment. Of course, Uddhava is already a liberated soul. He is an extreme attachment to Krishna. He doesn't have any mundane attachments to this world. He is always the eternal devotee of Krishna. He comes with Krishna to this world. And, but he tells Krishna tells Uddhava that I'm bringing my past, and now Kali Yuga is coming. Kali Yuga is coming, and people will be addicted to very sinful activities. I think in the previous, you should not remain here on earth once I have left this, because you are sinless. And in other words, the Kali Yuga, you will be disturbed by that. Although actually Uddhava is not disturbed, but still he will not be totally happy with the situation. We know in Gopanim Day, I was telling the story of Narad Muni. Narad Muni, who was traveling everywhere, and he came to the earth, and he saw the people in the Kali Yuga, and got attached to so many gross materialistic activities. And he was wondering, oh, they're so attached, so engrossed, entangled they're consumed and obsessed by these things. How they're not even interested in anything in the spiritual life. How will these people be saved? And with this feeling of concern, he went to the Vaikuntha to see Lord Krishna. And at that time, Lord Krishna was going to see Rukmini, and when Krishna came to see, this is a Dwarka in the spiritual world. And at that time, Rukmini was crying because Krishna was coming, and Krishna had been away for some time. Krishna was coming to see her. He was crying, and Krishna said, "Why are you crying? Oh, I thought you would be happy to see me." "Oh, I am happy. I'm crying tears of happiness," she said. Krishna, he said that, "Oh, I'm very, I'm not that type of experience. I want to also enjoy. I want to know what is that type of experience." And Rukmini said, "Oh, you don't know that I am experienced, but who is experiencing this the most is your Srimati Radharani. She is experiencing. In separation from you, she's always crying." And it was that time Krishna, he said that, "Oh, I want to experience what is that mood of Radha. I have experienced all things, but these things I haven't experienced." So it was said actually just at that Dilipchandra Das Thakur, he says, Chaitanya Mangala, he says that, "Oh, it was at that time that Narada Muni, he came there, just at that point." And Krishna and Rukmini received him very well, and Narada Muni told him why he had come. And Krishna began to tell Narada Muni, "Yes, I want to, in the future I will come to the world to help the people. I want to taste what is this mood of Rukmini, this love of Rukmini, she's crying for me, the mood of Srimati Radharani. I want to taste that. I have not experienced that. I want to taste what it's like for a devotee to experience. I want to be a devotee like that and taste that myself." And it's just at that time he manifests the form of Lord Chaitanya, never seen before. And Narada Muni was overcome by ecstasy, and he fainted unconscious. Then when he came back to consciousness again, and Lord Krishna embraced him, he said, "Go to the world and tell everyone I will come, and I will propagate the chanting of the holy name. I will show how to chant and feel great ecstasy, just like Srimati Radharani is feeling for me. I want to experience that." There are two reasons. I want to experience that, and I want to help the people by chanting with prema, with love. So you go to the world and you tell everyone that I will be coming. So Narada Muni, he went and he told Brahma and Lord Shiva, all the devotees, and then the Lord will come in a form never seen before, and that's the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya, he came, just like we were in the Chaitanya Shikshastikam, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nidya Shava Shaktis Tatapitani Amitasmane Ninaka. In these names of Krishna, I have invested all my transcendental energies, will be in these names. So when Lord Chaitanya was chanting with pure love in the mood of Radha, actually, formally, Radha and Krishna were one. Then they were separated. Eternal. They are the same. But now they are again united in the form of Lord Chaitanya. So when Lord Chaitanya is chanting, this is in the mood of Radharani, of Krishna praying. In fact, when Lord Chaitanya or any of his close associates are chanting, this type of chanting is very special. One time when King Prataparudra, he wanted to greet all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya coming from Bengal to be with Lord Chaitanya for the Rath Yatra and Jagannath Puri. So he was up on a roof and Gopinath Acharya was with him, Sarvabhaumabhata Acharya. And Gopinath Acharya was describing, they saw the kirtan party, and Gopinath Acharya was describing, telling the king who all the, this is, this one's Lord Nityananda, this one, and King Prataparudra, I've seen a lot of kirtan in Jagannath Puri, but this type of kirtan, because when they were coming they were doing the kirtan, this type of kirtan I've never seen before. And Yatmanada Charya, yes, this because it is the Prem Kirtan. Not just Sam Kirtan, but Prem Kirtan. Because of the high level of mood of love of God. So, in these names, invested all my transcendental energy. So it is very important that in the last part of the purport, it is mentioned that how the devotees, seeing the mood of the Lord, the Acharyas, they also want to spread Krishna consciousness. Now we see here that Krishna is telling Uddhava, I've come here and now I've accomplished my mission. But he's saying that still there are some, at Bhadrika Ashram, there are some sages along with Narayana Narayan that they've been desiring to see me, have my association, but I wasn't able to go there. Krishna, he never went to the Bhadrika Ashram. I wasn't able to go there. So he is indicating to Uddhava that you please go there. Because you are the same as me, practically. You are my dear devotee. So by you going there, it is like I'm going there. And you will be able to instruct them about the transcendental knowledge by which they will become completely self-realized and free from the illusion of the material world. So now Krishna goes on to say, and very nicely described here, that and kindly given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where he gives us an idea of the mindset of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is it that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, here it is, he comments on this verse as follows: Krishna thought as follows within his mind. How is it that they are empowered to understand what is the thoughts of the Supreme Person by the mercy of the Lord? They can know. Vishwanath Chakravarti was long time after, but they know. They know directly, or they can know from their guru, they know from their shastra, all these things combined. So he is explaining to us how Krishna is thinking. I have come to this earth, in a certain mission I had. And he says here, I have satisfied the desires of all the devotees who anxiously desire to see me. So this is the first and foremost. Paritana sarunam. First of all, vinasayacha duspitam. First of all, he wants to please his devotees, sadhu. Pachanaya sadhuna. And then, the miscreants, duskritam. Duskriti. The sukriti, duskriti. Sukriti means pious, and duskriti means impious. These are the impious. So first of all, the first thinking, I want to please my devotees. My devotees. Just like when Lord Chaitanya appeared, all the devotees were calling, Advaita Acharya was calling him, who can save the world? No one else except that Lord Chaitanya. They were calling him. So by the calls of his devotees, he appeared. So the devotees are anxiously wanting to see Krishna. So the Krishna appeared. And simultaneously there's some miscreants. Religious principles have to be established. So many things are accomplished by the coming of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see he says that I have satisfied my devotees who anxiously desire to see me. I've married all the many thousands of queens. They were put into difficulty by that Bhaumasura. I married so many queens, headed by Rukmini. Innumerable demons in various places. I have killed them by various means. You can just read in the later part of the Srimad Bhagavatam or in the Krishna book all the different pastimes of Krishna with his queens, with Rukmini in Vraj, and all the asuras. And then he goes on to say, I've attended meetings, reunions, ceremonies, friends, relatives in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in Dwarka, Hastinapur, all these places. I've kept constantly busy coming and going in the performance of pastimes. So Krishna comes and he performs so many different pastimes. There are so many different Krishna. When Krishna comes, he said all the expansions and incarnations are within him. At other times, he comes and he expands and he incarnates in different ways, just like Kaurama avatar, Matsya avatar, and they perform different pastimes. So all these are different types of expansions from Krishna. We should understand in the spiritual, there's so many different expansions, forms coming from Krishna, innumerable, unlimited. Radharani, so many expansions are coming from Radharani. And of course, Krishna, he is the Svayam Rupa Prakash, the original. And then Svayam Prakash, the Vasudeva, all those original. We have all different types of that. We have Prabhav, Prakash, Vaibhav, Prabhav Vilas, Vaibhav Vilas. So many different types. Prabhav means fully potent, same like, just like in Rasalila. Prabhav Prakash, all same but doing different activities with his queens and Dwarka. And Vaibhav means maybe, you know, empowered incarnations. And some vilas for pastimes, and so on and so forth. So many different types. So Krishna is expanded in so many ways, innumerable, unlimitedly. How we can understand all these things? We just have a glimpse. I was just reading somewhere where Prabhupada says that when Krishna comes and performs these pastimes, he used the word, we can have a peep. We can have a peep into the spiritual world. What are the activities? This is just a little glimpse of the activities. We read the Krishna book, we read other shastras about different various pastimes. Just a glimpse, because although Krishna says here he's very busy, so many activities, still it's just a small glimpse of the unlimited activities of so many Vaikunthas. Yeah, this world is just a small section of the total existence in one corner. And then the spiritual world is much, far larger, with so many different planetary systems and goings on, and the Supreme Lord and the devotees, and then the Krishna Loka itself, and so many activities. So we get a little idea what is the position. I have. Then he goes on to say, you know, he gives. I have further arranged to give association to great devotees like Bali Maharaj. Who can remember here was described that what of the pastime, how Krishna went to see Bali Maharaj. Who can remember what was the reason for that? Huh? Huh? Yes, here it is said. Bali Maharaj was desiring to see the Supreme Lord, and he arranged that he would go there. Devaki, you know, the first six sons of Devaki were killed by Kamsa. So after Kamsa was killed, after some time, when Devaki saw Krishna again after a long time, I think it, where was it? She asked this of him, I think it when they saw him at in Kurukshetra. She said that, can you bring back my sons that were killed by Kamsa? And Krishna, he went there and he knew where they were. And he went to where they were being kept at Suttala, the planet of Bali Maharaj. And he brought them back for some time. Of course, they had to resume their position as in the upper planetary systems after they saw their mother Devaki. He said, now we have to, we're cursed. And by Hiranyakashipu, actually. And then they had to go to the higher planetary system. So he gave association to Bali Maharaj. And he had to go to the court of Yamaraj. Why? Who can remember? He went to the court of Yamaraj. Krishna went to the Yamaraj abode. Why? You remember why? Sandipani Muni. His son was passed away. So he said that now is Dakshina. After Krishna and Balaram were in the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni. He said now some Dakshina, usually... Dakshina is given. So the Dakshina, you have to bring back my dead son. So they went to the Yamaraj. Said, you have here son. So he was brought back again by Krishna. And so Yamaraj was able to see Krishna. And here it said, Yamaraj was able to see Krishna face to face. He is giving the blessing to Yamaraj. He gave the blessings to Bali Maharaj. And then, of course, he went to the heaven. Who can remember what was described, the story that was described here? Why he went to the heaven? The Parijata flower. And? Satyabhama, she liked the Parijata flower, so he went there. And of course he took the whole tree. Indra was a bit, he was opposing. No, this is just for here. You cannot take to the earth, this is a flower for you. But he took the whole tree, and all the bees came with that tree. And for my wife Satyabhama, I went to the heaven. So here he said that he gave the blessings to Mother Aditi and Kasyapa Muni. He went there, and of course also there's one story. He went to the abode of Mahavishnu. Who can remember that story? Why did Lord Krishna go to the abode of Mahavishnu? Any Maharajis can say? Why did Krishna go to the abode of Mahavishnu? What? Arjuna, yeah, well, one Brahmana. His children were dying straight after birth, one after the other, one after the other. So he said, well, what is going on? He went to complain to the king. And still they couldn't do anything. Then he went to complain. Still, even they told the king, still those children were dying. What is going on? How is it in this kingdom that these things are happening? Then he went to Arjuna. No, actually, I think Arjuna came there. And he said, my children have been dying after birth, immediately. I cannot understand. Arjuna promised him that, don't worry, I will give full protection. No one can come to take away the job. And he made one with arrows. He protected the whole house or something like that. Made a whole covering. But still the child died. So Arjuna made the vow that either no harm will come, or I will kill myself. Wasn't it the story? And then, of course, the child still died. But then Krishna stopped Arjuna. No. I know what has happened. Mahavishnu, he wants to see me. So he's been taking the children. Mahavishnu. Who can stop it? Mahavishnu wants to take it. Then, I know that he wants to see myself. So he went on the chariot, his personal chariot. He took Arjuna to beyond the universe. And a good description is given in the Krishna book, also later on, this from Bhagavatam. A good description. Now, Krishna's chariot, of course, is not of this world. It is transcendental, and his horses are transcendental. They were able to go beyond all the planetary systems and the coverings of the universe, even through the covering, and go to the abode of the Mahavishnu and retrieve the children. And Mahavishnu explained to him, actually, I was taking the children just so I could have darshan of you, Krishna. So in this way, this was the Leela. So Krishna mentions that. Thus, innumerable devotees who ardently desire to see me have received the object of their prayers. And as I mentioned, but Krishna's feeling that, oh, well, what about the sages at Bhadrik Ashram? They've been desiring to see me, but they haven't. So, but Uddhava can go. But he mentions that, after I leave, don't stay long in the world, because the Kali Yuga is coming, and now is the time for you to, in other words, he's telling Uddhava he has to take the sannyas. He should become a sannyasi now, and just be free from all the family encumbrances, and give up the attachment to these things. In this world, these things are very, very strong. Later on in this chapter, there's mention of excessive attachment. People, especially in the Kali Yuga, so excessive attachment. And the acharyas explain excessive attachment means that without any Krishna consciousness, in other words, one can be a grihastha and have a family and a wife and husband, children, but in Krishna consciousness. And this is not considered excessive attachment. But someone who has family, children, without any God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, this is excessive attachment, and one will suffer in life. one will suffer. And the story is told of the pigeon, the male pigeon who got married to the female pigeon, and then they had some children, and then one day, you know, they were very attached, and the husband and the wife, they would go out every day to bring the food back for the children pigeons, and in this way they became very, very attached. And one day the hunter came and threw out the net and caught the wife and the children, and the male pigeon came back, and he was crying and crying. He was just so overwhelmed, and he just went closer and closer, and the hunter threw another and caught him as well. So this is life in the world. Explain the story is told by one Abhidhu. And due to attachment in the world, learn and know that attachment in this world is the greatest entanglement. But if the attachment is given to the self-realized souls and to Krishna, then that opens the door of the liberation. So due to our attachments, we enjoy or we suffer. And this is coming and going continuously. Sometimes enjoying, sometimes suffering. When we're enjoying, then we're happy. When we're suffering, then we're crying. So we live in the world of designations and dualities, and never actually realizing our real position. This is the world of illusion. The next verse, Krishna describes that, what you're perceiving with your eyes and your ears and your senses, this is all the world of illusion. It's not the actual reality, Krishna tells Uddhava. So he begins to instruct him. Now he tells Uddhava to, he has to be free from this attachment, and also tells him to go wandering. So it's explained earlier that this is, in other words, he's telling him to accept the sannyas. Sannyas means you have to travel and wandering and enlightening people about God consciousness. So he said that you leave the home and you wander, and specifically he wanted him to go to the Bandrik ashram and speak to those sages. So this is the sannyas. But once, at some point in time, everyone is meant to. Even those who are good grihastha with the family, everything, and in their older age, everyone is meant to, you know, fully concentrate without thoughts of anything else, practically. Just fully concentrate on devotional service, spreading the Krishna consciousness without thoughts of any other distractions or anything like that. And so everyone, at some point, is advised that yes, everyone should come to, and then going from place to place, practicing yourself, and telling others, well, what is this Krishna consciousness? So this was the instruction given to Uddhava. Now Uddhava, he says that this is very difficult to do this type of thing. You know, especially in the Kali Yuga, people, they will do that. But then Krishna says, one who is strong in the Krishna consciousness, yes, he can do it, but only then. Otherwise you cannot, it is not possible to do that type of thing. So he begins to explain to him with transcendental knowledge and with analyzing and understanding this world. What is this world? But not only understanding this world, because plenty of people try to understand this world, but still they remain entangled in it. But not only understanding it, but what is the source of this world? What is devotional service? Only in this way, and engaging in devotional service, only in this way can you be extricate yourself from it, be free, become liberated, self-realized soul. So along with giving him the instruction of giving up the attachment, Krishna also instructs him on how to reach that platform of detachment. It's not just that sufficient that you say, oh, you have to be detached, and then walk away. Prabhu, be detached and leave everything and hurry on, see you later. Good luck. No, Krishna takes the time to explain everything, how to do it, and gives the quotes from the Shatra and gives examples in the history. He tells stories, whatever is necessary for someone to understand these things. And if one is not ready, then he shouldn't attempt to do that type of thing. Shouldn't attempt. One has to be prepared, get the training. We always have to train ourselves for different levels to advance in Krishna consciousness. And, you know, different. And at one point, we have to go to that next level. So we need the training, though. We have to prepare ourselves. And then, equipped with all that knowledge and that that nice consciousness, then we can do very nicely, depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So this is very, very important. The sincere servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vigorously endeavoring to spread this Krishna consciousness for the pleasure of their spiritual master and Lord Krishna. So we see the mood of the Supreme Lord. I was just reading in, I think I was just in Auckland, and we were giving a class, and the mood, and Krishna, his mood is that someone who takes effort, makes an effort to spread Krishna, oh, that person is very deity. You are very deity. It was actually the story of Prajapati Daksha, who had come to his senses again, you know, after the Daksha Yaga were insulted, Sri Shiva, and he himself was killed by Virabhadra, and had to have the head of the goat. But then after that life, he came back again, and he redeemed himself, and he pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared to him. But his service was again to populate the universe. This time he came back in a family of Kshatriyas, as the son of the Prachetas. But anyway, the Lord was pleased with him because he was trying to spread the population, but good population, good children, and try to be Krishna, you know, bringing them into Krishna consciousness. It was a type of service. So the Lord is very pleased. And in the purport, Prabhupada was saying, yes, someone who tries to do some service, helping others, doing some welfare for others, trying to help the world in spiritually, such a person is very dear to Krishna. There's no one more dear. So we see the mood of Krishna, we see the mood of Lord Chaitanya, even more in that spirit. We see the mood of all the acharyas, Prabhupada, he went travelled all over the world, a great inconvenience. Very easily he could have just stayed in Vrindavan and just left, you know, lived the rest of his life very nicely chanting, thinking of Krishna. No, he travelled the world. So he is very dear. So therefore the disciples have to try to imbibe that same mood themselves and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. They will be blessed. They will be blessed by the Supreme Lord. Alright, I'll read this verse again if anyone has any question or comment. Now you should completely give up all attachment to your personal friends and relatives and fix your mind on me, thus being always conscious of me. You should observe all things with equal vision and wander throughout the earth. Any questions? Comments? Yes, showing like like an ordinary person, how an ordinary person is like, can be like that. But ultimately Krishna is transcendental to it all, and you know, and so at one point he does like that, and then another point he'll, you know, just go out of home, and even the wife is protesting and everything, no, he just doesn't care, he just goes. So he can show his attachment, and then at the next moment, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should see all the activities of Krishna. Not just that one. actually Prabhupada also says about Lord Ram the same thing. He comes to show the henpecked husband. Henpecked, I like that word, henpecked. You know, you get that vision of a hen. Anyway, but both man and woman, the same. Man has to become detached, woman also has to become detached. Especially in the older age, children have grown up, and just concentrate on the, on you know, without any other distraction, on your own Krishna consciousness, and try to help others in their Krishna consciousness. Especially the friends and relatives. This is a very strong attachment, your whole life spent with your friends, through your well wishes. And you know, and of course, if they're in Krishna consciousness, then you know, oh, this friendship is very good. Quite often, devotees who come to join Krishna consciousness come with a few of their friends, and all together they join, isn't it? So those friends become your eternal friends in Krishna consciousness. Other friends that were your so-called friends before, are your friends really based on sense gratification. As long as you know that you were providing them sense and you and they were providing you sense, then you are friends. But if there's some disturbance, if there's some disturbance to that, then oh, your friend becomes your enemy all of a sudden. Yeah, he's my friend or she's my friend. No, she's not my friend anymore. She's my enemy now. We don't talk to each other. So that's friendship, like that. So-called friendship of the world. Very shallow, superficial. It comes and goes. Your friend one minute, the enemy next minute. But friendship on the spiritual, that is another thing. So, you know, quite often, as I said, people come and they come together to Krishna consciousness. That means the friendship is an eternal type of friendship. And they're friends throughout their lives as devotees, and after this life, it will continue. But your friends in this life and your relatives in this life, on the material side of things, they will not be with you in your next life. Who knows what your situation will be? Who knows where they are going? You can go one place, you know, and the other one can go another place. You don't recognize each other. Even if you come back again, how will you recognize? Oh, before he was my friend, how do you know? You don't know anything. Sometimes friends do come back, they're so attached. They said, you know, for example, they're so attached to each other, maybe they would come back as twins. You know, you have twins, right? They're so attached to each other, they come as twins. So attached. But did you know who they were in their former life? You didn't know anything. And in some, you know, many other instances, they go in a totally different direction. Prabhupada said, this is the friendship of the world, just like what's that in the river? The straw in the river floating, or the seaweed in the ocean. See, the seaweed in the ocean, it becomes entangled in the ocean, big. So many seaweed come together, you can't pull it apart practically. And it's thrown on the sand by the waves, it's all tangled, you can't. Next, the wave, the big powerful wave comes in, just takes it and throws it in so many directions. So the powerful time comes, we're very attached to each other, but then in time, all just go separate ways. And most of us, you know, we had so many friends when we were in our childhood. Where are those friends now? Huh? Where are the friends? One goes one way, one goes the other way. I remember there was one devotee who got very sentimental and left Krishna consciousness, and after so many years as a devotee, he wanted to see all his old friends and look them up. And he went to his village, his town where he used to live, and he went to, the first place he went was an old friend. And he knocked on the door and he came to the door. Oh, so-and-so, what are you doing? What do you want? That was the reaction. After 20 years, he said, what do you want? He said that sort of like burst the bubble of that attachment. What do you want? I said, what do you mean? I haven't seen you. We all used to be friends, remember? 20 years ago. Who? Any other question? Yes.
It seems like a very successful devotee, especially practicing Sadhana Bhakti, one requires to develop strong friendships. You know? Sometimes in the meditative stage, one may be tendency towards impersonalism and sort of reject cultivating close relationships with people to sort of remain insular.
Mm. Essential. So when it's instructed that we give up the friendship, it means mundane, so-called friendship of the world. If someone can help someone in Krishna consciousness, of course we're always friendly to everyone. It's not that we're not friendly to anyone. We're friendly to devotees, we're friendly to everyone, not only devotees. It's not that devotees only talk to devotees, no, or friends with the devotees and not friends with everyone else. They're friends to everyone. But I mean, a friendship, you know, close relationship and that type of thing. But you know, you are friendly to them and try to help them. But you maintain very intimate, friendly relationships with the devotees. That's a very essential. That nurtures your Krishna consciousness, that association. And actually, that's a part of who we are and what we are and what the spiritual world is. You know, association with each other and with Krishna and everything together. But that's just natural. That's very, very natural. Someone who just tries to cut all that off totally, that's very unnatural. And it won't be able, you can't maintain that. Very important. Therefore, we come together, the temple, all associate with each other, festivals, we go to Sridhar Mayapur. Some of us would just come from Sridhar Mayapur. You know, so many devotees there, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 devotees there this year, you know. And so they all come together to chant in association with each other, and have friendships, and of course, talk with each other, how are you, what's going on. Friendships. And these are eternal friendships. Jai Gaur Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanandi.